This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
I'm from the city where they ballin' wine and gold. I'm from the city where they ballin' wine and gold. This ain't for me, I'm putting on for the sea. Working hard all summer trying to see victory. Failure is not an option, failure is not an option. I told you I'm gonna hold it down and I gotta keep my promise. I gotta keep my promise, my team is like my brothers. CMB, yeah, we all we got, I feel bad for the mothers. It's a war going on the court, so take cover. If you going in, I'll be right there to support you. Hit them with that pick and roll, turn around and give and go. Putting points on the board till that final buzzer go. Hit them with that pick and roll, turn around and give and go. Putting points on the board till that final buzzer go. All for one and one for all. No I and team, but I will ball. Not just for me, the whole team involved. Not just for me, the whole team involved.
Welcome to the C4 Podcast, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. The first thing I would like to do is apologize for missing in the last week of shows. I was out of town and I lost my voice at a bachelor party and it did not come back until this week. I couldn't really talk at all, so I figured I would spare you guys this kind of voice on the podcast. Secondly, I'm going to give you all my predictions and thoughts on the finals in the next episode. I just want to be able to savor this moment one last time. I was at the game last Tuesday when the Cavs clinched the Eastern Conference Championship by sweeping the Hawks to go to the finals for the second time in franchise history. The first time in 2007. And of course, now LeBron's back in 2015. I recorded some audio. I have some audio snippets from the actual game itself. I just think we should really appreciate what's going on. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to even think about the finals right now. But the fact is, the Cavs lost Kevin Love at the end of the first series. Kyrie Irving has been a crippled, hobbled version of himself. The bench outside of 2.5 guys have given them absolutely nothing. The Cavs have done a lot to get to this point. They've rebounded well, they've played defense well, and they're just all falling in behind LeBron, and they're playing like a team of superstar role players, if that makes sense. We need to appreciate this because the last time a Cleveland team was in the championship, they got swept in 2007. It's the time before that was 10 years before with Jose Mesa and the Indians when they lost in Game 7. So let's appreciate this because there's no chance, there's a chance that this might not happen again. There's a chance that this might not work out. It looks like the Cavs are going to be good for a while, but I think we all need to remember how awesome it is and the feeling we felt when they made it to the NBA Finals in 2015. The atmosphere at the game was amazing. It was like being at WrestleMania or some other kind of crazy event like that. People were chanting Deli, 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 Deli when he checked in the game. It was so much fun. And luckily the Cavs blew them out and they won by 30. It would turn into a party basically at the end of the first quarter when Tristan Thompson hit that jumper to put them up 12. And they extended and increased their lead by every quarter. They didn't get outscored in a quarter by the Hawks once. They just dominated them. And it was great to see because the Hawks are and were the epitome of a regular season team. This isn't about harping on them because clearly they're not nearly as good as we thought. They're not as good as advertised. They had open shots, they just didn't make them. The pressure, the enormity of the situation ate them up. And honestly, I was just happy to be at the game. It was one of the best nights of my life. I was so pumped. I can't wait. It's just the Cavs are amazing right now, and we just all need to appreciate it, enjoy this. Go Cavs. You know, it's the NBA Finals. We got to get ready. The Game 1 starts tomorrow. Cavs Warriors. I'm all in.
Listen, Cavs fans, there's something that needs your immediate attention. information. Your participation is not an option. There are crossroads and we must decide between good and evil. That decision must be made right now. It's crunch time. We've got...
You're going back to the NBA Finals, and we have an Eastern Conference Championship trophy. And to do the honors, we have a Cleveland Cavaliers legend. You see his number 22, retired, hanging in the banners and hanging in the rafters. David Blatt, come on up. So let's be honest. This hasn't always been easy this year, David. But to be standing here, going to the finals, just tell me how that feels to you tonight.
Come on, it's all you.
Well, we're in Cleveland. Nothing is easy here. But there's a lot of love and the best support in the world, and the people care, and the players give everything they have, and we're not done.
Congratulations. I know that when you decided to come home, you said be patient. Not promising any kind of championships right away. You got to be patient. You got to let this work. You're in the finals now. Is patience out the window?
I knew I was gonna have to be patient. You know, it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of time to make a team become whole. And we've worked our tail off all season to get to this point. And to be able to represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals is the ultimate, especially in this city.
Congratulations, and to all your teammates. The 2015 Eastern Conference champions heading to the NBA Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I just
want to
celebrate another game. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I love this team beyond words. It's been an amazing time following them, and I cannot wait to see what they do in the NBA Finals. Go Cavs, all in.
This is Cleveland. This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland. This is our town. This is our team. And I'm proud to say, hey, this is
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.